everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is April 11th, and the topic of the day is called Holding Back Criticism. The quote is from Jesus Christ. Let him who is without sin cast the first stone. It's tempting to criticize others. Sometimes we're gossiping for fun, and sometimes we're truly offended by what others have said or done. But we hate to be criticized ourselves. Sure, there may be reasons for others to criticize us, but how could they be so insensitive, so heartless? Don't they realize that we're just ordinary folk trying to do our best? So we're not perfect, so what? Wow. You know what? It reminds me of this message of the day. It reminds me of people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Yes. I think there's a humility when it comes to pausing before we criticize someone. Maybe the person isn't doing their best. Maybe you witness some ugliness about a person and it's hard for you to accept that ugliness because you thought that they were somebody else. It's possible. It doesn't mean acceptance doesn't give somebody a free ride, okay? Acceptance does not give a person a free, you know, like a blank check to just go run and do whatever the hell they want to do. Acceptance means is you recognize the truth, you're aware of the truth, you're aware of the reality, and you accept the reality for what it is and the truth for what it is. It does not mean give carte blanche to somebody for being an abusive asshole, okay? It doesn't. What it does mean is you see it for what it is. You see who they are for who they are. Not for who you wish they were, not who you thought they were, not who they appeared to be, but who they truly, authentically are. And it is difficult. It's difficult to hold back criticism, especially when a person's been an abuser or the social injustices that we see in the world. We've got, you know, a pocket full of fucking billionaires out there that could actually make some global social change, but they don't. They don't. It's like they got their head up their ass and their head in the sand, and their ears are deaf, so their eyes are blind, their ears are deaf, and the only thing that they've got is the IV drug of profit flowing through their veins, hardening their heart. There's an illustration for you. Yes, there's some criticism. Today's topic is holding back criticism. It's very, very difficult. It is when we see so many people suffering in the world to hold back from criticism. It is. Obviously, yes, there are moments where, yes, I struggle with this myself. All right, so here's the one thing that I'm laughing because the one thing that I would say to Linda is if I had an opportunity to have a conversation with her is I would ask her, when you wrote this book, Were you thinking about the people who are suffering in the world? Or were you coming from it from a perspective of you need to change? At some point, you've got to change your perspective and your focus, because if you stay focused and your perspective is always on the tragedy, then you're going to stay stuck in the tragedy. And I have no idea, but if I was to meet Linda and have a conversation with her, that's what I would ask her. How do we hold back criticisms? How do we hold back the anger when there, again, are so many injustices in the world right now? People are getting laid off and losing their homes, getting their cars repossessed, not being able to, you know, eat. They're not being able to feed their children. And this is all over the world. And yet there are people who are so capable of making such a difference, and they don't. They don't. And I have a real hard time with understanding why not. Why not? So holding back criticism. So Linda, yes, they're not perfect. So what? I would argue and say the so what is we've got massive global suffering of humanity. And that doesn't rest well with me. And I don't know how they can, again, stay blind and deaf. Maybe they're, I don't know. I don't know how they can see it. I know they see it. But I have no idea how they can go to bed at night. I really don't, with a clear conscience. I really don't. All right, so here's what the affirmation is. I can be quick to criticize if there's one thing I could do. Let's read this again. Okay, we're going to start over again. I'm a little bit of a tongue-tied person here. All right, with this episode, it's just got me thinking. I can't think and talk at the same time. All right, I can be quick to criticize if there's one thing I could do to be a better person. It would be to be as generous about the flaws and mistakes of others as I am about my own. Again, I would say to Linda, people with a trauma background, this isn't our reality, honey. The reality is we forgive people more so than we forgive ourselves. See, we're kicking our ass most of the time. We never let ourselves off the fucking hook. We never give ourselves a break. We never do. And when I say never, I mean never. The moments where we do are so infrequent compared to the moments where we're kicking our own ass. So again, these Daily Book of Positive Quotations, why we're doing it is because we want to give some folks something every day that they could listen to contemplate on where are you at with your healing journey? What resonates with you? Identify what resonates with you, and to continue on that journey with stuff that resonates. And then also with things that don't resonate, to explore deeper and just ask yourself, why does this not resonate? And I can say that this today, April 11th, holding back criticism. Yeah, I do think that there is where we do give grace to others. And then there are other times it's like, look, I'm like the Lorax, man. If I don't speak for the trees, then who's going to speak for me? Nobody. I actually wrote about this on Twitter the other day. I should probably find it and read it. And to summarize it, it was literally, if I grab my phone and I look out and I videotape, but I'm not stepping in and stepping up, then what happens when it's me who's down on that ground and everyone else has got their stupid phone, but no one's stepping in and stepping up? At what point do we just stop? At what point? I can remember 6 years ago, I said, how much worse is it going to have to get? And it just continues. These things amplify. And it's like, when? It's not if. It is not if, but it is when. So I get Linda's message here about holding back criticism. Because if we're continuously criticizing others, but again, in the trauma-informed world, Linda, we're not criticizing the people out there. We are, like I said, we're kicking our own asses. So what we need to do is we need to pause. And we need to say to ourselves, that was theirs. That's their shit to own. And yes, we're left cleaning up the freaking mess. And no, we're not a victim. That is the reality. We're left with cleaning up the shit. And we can be quick to criticize ourselves. If there's one thing that we can do to ourselves to be a better person to ourselves, it would be to be generous about our flaws and mistakes as we are to others. I'm going to flip it around. All right, you guys, we're better together. We're stronger together. And take what resonates and go beyond.